I can tell by the old clock on the wall, it's time to do this thing all over again. How you doing, Greg Budell?
Good morning, day. A creature unafraid.
And can we get a word from you, Jay Scott?
Howdy.
Well, that's a word. Emily Hayes, what you having for breakfast?
A cup of parsley, a spider, some glue. A Mrs. Gizzard, an ear or two.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. You want some of whatever Emily's having?
No, thanks.
And Rich Thomas. I understand when you go out of town, you travel under an assumed name. What do you tell the folks when you check into a hotel?
I am Elmer J. Fudd, millionaire. I own a mansion and a yacht.
Sounds believable. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Well, bull my weevil. I'll do it.
I know, Elmer, you have been a victim of identity theft by Rich Thomas. Well, he can be incorrigible. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, the man himself here, celebrating his birthday today, but first things first, as always.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Just posted some radar here. We have a nice shower passing over the city right now, especially along the northern bypass, it looks like, into downtown. And soon we'll be on the east side of Montgomery. We'll be raining here pretty soon, if it's not already. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms increasing today, most numerous this afternoon and this evening, much like it was yesterday. By the way, patchy, dense fog in spots. The airport is down to 0.2 mile visibility. High today, 72. Tonight's low, 62. Tomorrow, showers are likely as the first of two cold fronts sweep through the state during the day. Temperatures maybe upper 60s at noon, falling to 59 by 5 o'clock. And then the second cold front arrives on Friday night. Overnight low temperature in the low 40s. By Sunday morning, I should say by Saturday morning. Then breezy and cool Saturday. High temperatures only in the 50s. Lots of sunshine. The breeze makes it seem colder. Partly cloudy, cold Saturday night. 39 by dawn Sunday morning. And then on Veterans Day. Partly sunny, 61 the high. Maybe a shower late in the day on Sunday. Showers likely Monday, turning sharply colder Tuesday, becoming windy, and then Wednesday morning's low around freezing, and the afternoon high only in the 40s. So that is certainly the coldest air by far that we've had so far. Right now, with dense fog out at the airport, light drizzle at Maxwell, winds out of the north at 5, temperature is 62 at 7:04.
This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free lunch and learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is 7 mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
Hopefully everything going smoothly for you this morning. Hopefully you don't need a plumber. You know, you're rushing around and then you notice, oh my gosh, there's a puddle in the kitchen. What is going on? Well, let me tell you, Plumbing by Luke Wire, they're ready to go and take care of your problems 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never charge overtime. I find they're prompt, too. At least you know what they tell me when I call? They say, we think we're going to have the plumber at your house at this time. And usually, almost always, it works that way. I get a phone call ahead of time saying the plumber is on the way. And it's great peace of mind when you get the whole house plumbing inspection, because you never know when there's a big problem that's lurking somewhere that's ready to be a major problem. So, you know, they came into my house, took about 35 minutes, but I found out that I got a good report. They checked everything out. There's nothing corroding, rusting, or ready to, you know, become a big problem. Plumbing by Luke Wire. Give them a call, 264-9666. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call them at Luke Wire. And they're also on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Okay, a trick quetch on traffic, and then we'll be a bite rack.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Starting to see a little bit of traffic buildup on 65 southbound, right up around Highway 143. As some of the early rush hour folks are hitting it this morning, that's about all I see right now. Nothing else on 65. 85 is a speed limit ride. No problem on the boulevard. Atlanta Highway looks good, and the 31s, they're all clear. The Vance Law Firm has been voted the best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, can we begin the celebration with the video I posted? It's a happy birthday with a dog singing.
Oh. Yes, that'll give Jay time to get the present.
That's hilarious.
Dog is cute, too.
That's hilarious. that is so cool.
Oh, there's a big birthday boy.
Look at this. Look at this bag.
Right.
That's wow. Beautiful.
That's a nice bag.
You might have seen it before.
And birthday boy, and then we can scratch it out later and put girl, and if for March 1st, right? wow, birthday boy.
Now, forgive me. I will be taking photos during this.
Okay.
And then dog whenever it's Bailey's time.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. can I stick in my
if you must,
my shirt? My
you
shirt
people
down?
In your real pants.
Oh, Bailey.
Oh, no.
Oh, Bailey, it's
that's the thing today.
Now.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Bailey,
film at 11.
Oh, my God.
It was glass and it's broken now.
Well.
7:08.
If it is, I'm going to be heartbroken.
Central Standard Rich Thomas
Let's
birthday
start
time.
With the card. Start with the card.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, start with the card. Start with the card.
Oh, so, okay. There's two butts. Oh, man. Look at this.
Yeah.
Got to put my glasses on. The mess. Oh, gosh, look at this. And I get a dollar bill. Very nice. You know what? I didn't have one. Thank you very
much.
Cards
are more funny when you have money and then you need something to put.
There's nudity on that card.
You need something to put the money in.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh.
Something to put the money in. It's another box. What's going on here?
It's hard to open for older people, too. Watch that clasp.
Oh, you know what? That is so nice. Auburn, War Eagle.
Money clip.
Money
for
clip.
Your dollar. You got a whole dollar
you got
money
a whole
clip.
Dollar, Rich.
I got a money clip.
Oh, gosh.
And
this, too. This is for your convenience.
What?
Please do not announce where that is usable. Just enjoy for your.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my
I
God.
I see. It's a little gift card. Very nice.
I left you rip one your of new his pants? Presents at oh. home.
Oh, I thought you had a pants issue.
Thought you ripped your real
no.
pants.
Oh, no. It's all right. It's okay. This is all great.
Show me
thank
your
you
Auburn
much.
Money clip.
Oh, look at this.
Oh,
it's
wow.
University of Auburn and our Auburn University, and it's got money in it already. How about that? All right. So,
Eagle Rich.
Well, there's got to be more, right?
I hope nobody missed what I just offered up for his birthday.
You said War Eagle.
I did.
I know. Dear Diary.
Holy cow, Rusty, get that off the podcast,
I'm
please.
I'm far enough away from the mic.
An aneroid barometer. This is a tease, I guess? This is a...
This is... If you keep going, you'll see. I'll explain.
Patented on November 5th, 1907. This week in 1907.
These are, as you keep going...
Okay.
These are weather instrument patent
oh,
prints.
Including an anemometer?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
I've had fun saying that.
Yeah.
Anemometer.
Anemometer.
Did we do it upside down?
I used to date
no,
her.
We didn't do it upside okay. down.
When I was in high school, anemometer.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you got here. I got to put these in my office. Look
they
at
can,
this.
They can hang or stand.
And this is the barometer like I used to have on the wall in my house. How about that?
I used to have a great barometer. I wonder what happened to it and all the moves. I used to love it.
I think Bailey's just waiting for chicken to come out of that bag.
Yeah. Very nice. Thanks, gang.
Oh, there's one more. Set of four.
Oh, another anemometer. I got to find a whole wall for this stuff.
Anemometer.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
This will allow us to charge for tours to the Rich Thomas Weather Center
wow,
downstairs.
I know.
Charge for tours.
We just got fancy down in the Weather Center. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Happy birthday, Rich.
Wow, and a Reuben sandwich, too.
And you have, there's a key lime pie in the fridge.
Is that right?
Yes. And...
What is...
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
And there's...
Excuse
me.
There's one other thing. I'll bring
he's allergic to them.
I'll have to remember to bring it tomorrow.
What is it? Just put your hand in front of your face.
With a microphone in the
mouth? No, just mouth it. Just tell me. I can't even read what you're saying.
Well, then how did you...
Well, it's a good thing you're not deaf.
Well, I mean...
If you can't read my full, beautiful lips, I don't know what you can read.
Bless it.
Where'd the clasp go?
The money clip?
It's around here somewhere.
Oh, there it is. I didn't take it.
There it is. Cool deal.
I like your card.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see it.
It's got nudity. I didn't know Hallmark was into that.
I signed the inside. I didn't even have time.
And...
That's funny.
Actually, well, it's not as embarrassing as the one I got.
Look, I think I pick out great cards.
You do. And they're funny. It's just of a certain nature sometimes.
A couple of cracks about your age. Very nice. Very nice. Thanks, Cam. Wow.
Happy birthday, Rich.
Birthdays around here are a big deal and really nice, and I appreciate it. I appreciate all of you.
And we're getting lots of birthday wishes for you. I've got a Facebook thread growing. I did a little personal tribute to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I noticed there's a new trend today. I'm getting a lot of messenger messages. A lot.
Oh, like overwhelming?
Yeah, like people used to do it just on the Facebook page.
Yeah, like on the happy birthday post.
And then you'd go check it, you know, every couple hours.
Yeah, scroll down and... But now it's all in your messenger app.
It's all individual messages.
Oh, Lord.
We are at 7:13. We got your local news coming up. Jay is getting ready for random facts. And since we're going to give away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our infamous pop quiz, let's talk about some of the specials at Food Outlet this week. For example, using that $10 gift certificate, you could walk out 2.5 dozen Weiss medium eggs for $1.97. So that means you could get 150 eggs for $10 at Food Outlet. You know how many key lime pies that makes?
A lot.
Yeah, that'd be about 30 key lime pies right there. Sweet potatoes, 38 cents a pound, just in time for Thanksgiving. And Cook's hams. These are big and beautiful and are $1.15 a pound. So you got big savings on a couple of key items for Thanksgiving, which is 2 weeks from today. That's hard to believe. New York strips are $4.55 a pound. That'll be the breakfast tomorrow.
Well, that was really nice, the card. I will keep
for
that.
Your convenience.
That's very nice.
$4.55 a pound for New York strips. Ground beef, $1.91 a pound. So 5 pounds of ground beef. Man, I bought 5 pounds on Sunday, and I made the biggest, meatiest chili I think I've ever made. I cooked it all down, all 5 pounds. It is the meatiest, tomatiest chili.
Tomatius.
That's really awesome. And Oscar Mayer wieners.
Uh-huh.
The ball, the full bun length wiener, not the little one.
Yeah, yeah. It
gets rejected. The big full bun length wiener.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
99 cents a package.
So that means with 8 per pack, that means you get 72 wieners for under $10. Oscar Mayer bun like the best. Buns, 74 cents a pack at Food Outlet, 3 locations, Highway 14, in postcard like Millbrook. And, of course, on Main Street in the Preferred Community, Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, where I'm sending pictures of chicken tenders to a certain local dog.
Yes, she is.
Every Sunday morning without fail.
Yes,
all right,
she is.
7:15 on Rich Thomas's birthday.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Tuskegee police say an anonymous tip identified 26-year-old Patrick Perry as the man who began shooting at a music venue in September. Right now, they are still trying to locate Perry. Contact Tuskegee police if you know where he is. Crime Stoppers has identified the suspect in the robbery of the Regions Bank on Atlanta Highway Wednesday. Police are searching for Myron Ernst. He was last seen wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Election Day finalized some big changes to the Montgomery County School Board. 4 out of 7 members are new to the school board, and some parents are already being vocal about their expectations. The newly elected board won't be sworn in until December 4th and will officially meet for the first time later in the month. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You must be the greatest radio talk show host ever.
You're always talking about radio.
Radio talk.
And I don't know anything about radio.
I did not raise a house full of radio stations.
Hello, radio station.
All we hear is radio
I feel like the conversation we've been having in the last 5 minutes is a lot more interesting than radio.
Talk radio.
We're on the radio.
Radio. Someone still loves you.
What's our story? Well, it's not a very long story yet. We just got married.
I love working with newlyweds. Every next chapter is brand new and exciting.
Newlyweds. I still can't believe it.
And now we're buying a house. What are we doing? Thank goodness for Max, our awesome financial institution.
They had a lot on their minds already. Like I said, everything is so new. So it was my pleasure to talk them through Max's loan information and their best deals on mortgage rates.
It was so simple. Our mortgage originator was so knowledgeable and nice throughout the process.
We like to keep it simple. And Mr. and Mrs. Thomas were a joy to work with. I can't wait to see what their next chapter has in store.
I know. Maybe you could help us with a home improvement loan for a nursery?
Wait. What?
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 410580.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we have a cooler at the front where we sell really inexpensive drinks.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Make your home look great for fall and Thanksgiving with the help of the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Mark your calendars for the first Saturday in December and the annual Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall's Christmas open house. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
It's Lyle here from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. I'm proud to say my family started at Harry Winston's, a prestigious store on Fifth Avenue in New York. But we've come full circle now and moved back to Montgomery, Alabama, where we proudly service our community with the jewelry designs and expertise that we've gathered over all the years. At Marguerite's, we only sell the finest quality diamonds, and we do it at the lowest price. So come visit us at Marguerite's. We're conveniently open 7 days a week. We're in the Peppertree Shopping Center, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Jack Ingram Motors and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. Sponsored by Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's November 8th, the greatest day ever. On the 8th of November, 1900, Margaret Mitchell, author of Gone with the Wind, is born in Atlanta, Georgia. And if you're neither a history buff nor a literary fan, you're probably saying, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Have a great November 8th, the greatest day ever. And now,
frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Random.
Oh, wow. Excellent use.
Very good.
Good job, Greg.
Well, I was going to put it ain't fitting, but I couldn't find it. Back to you, Jay.
Sorry. Just looking at TVs.
I mean, how can you even look at them? They disappear when they turn to the
side. It's just the thinnest thing I'd ever seen. Did you know there once was a serious plan to disassemble the pyramids of Giza?
Why?
Well, they wanted to use it as pre-cut building material in the 1830s.
You're kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. They were proposed by ruler Muhammad al-Pasha.
Oh, yeah.
Him?
Yeah.
I used to call him Al.
Now, the plan... The plan was canceled, though, due to fake cost reports that were presented by his French chief engineer, who thought it would be the only way to save the pyramids.
Oh, how about man. That? All yeah. the work the aliens did?
That's a good line.
That's a great
That's
line.
That's a great line.
Ancient civilizations that. Traveling all the way here to build those and then...
How rude of us.
Turn them into condominiums? Good Lord.
Goodness gracious.
You know, that's the only thing that's not in America that I've always kind of wanted to see.
The pyramids, yeah.
But, you know, if you look, there's pictures out there, because this is this eighth wonder of the world, or one of the eight wonders of the world.
And there's a McDonald's sticking up.
I know, yeah, exactly. There's fast food franchises.
If you
like,
don't take the right angle, you got cars going by, superhighway, and, yeah, fast
food. There's like a modern city behind it, depending on the angle you take it from. Yeah. It
takes kind of the mystique out of it.
You know,
of.
The adult film sign, you know.
Playing.
Did you know of a guy named Bai Fengli?
Oh?
Bai Fengli. Yeah, I don't know. He's a Chinese pedicab driver. Mm-hmm. He donated in freedom money $54,000
freedom money.
$958 worth in 2015. over a span of 18 years to enable more than 300 poor students to continue with their studies. He wore secondhand discarded clothes, he lived in a shabby house, he ate humble food, and he donated most of his income
for
that.
Wow,
that's awesome.
He's going to a great place, we know that.
Yep. That was 350,000, whatever currency it is over there.
And 54,000
freedom yen. Dollars.
I don't think it's yen, Y-U-A-N. I think that's yen, but anyway.
Freedom dollars.
Yeah, freedom dollars.
That's great.
Did you know that in 1900, three lighthouse keepers mysteriously disappeared from the lighthouse on Elian Moor? It was an island north of Scotland. Their logbook indicated that they were frightened by a storm that hit on December 12th, but all other reports in the area stated the weather was completely clear that day.
Whoa.
Dun, dun, dun.
Interesting.
Did you know... During World War II, Britain drafted women, starting with 20 to 30-year-old singles and eventually employing almost 90% of all single women and 80% of all married women in essential war work in roles such as mechanics, engineers, munition workers, air raid wardens, bus and fire engine drivers. Wasn't the Queen?
Queen Elizabeth was a mechanic.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was...
She's awesome.
She up till a few years ago, she was still... changing tires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know in 1919, James Cowan Smith donated £55,000 to the National Gallery of Scotland on the condition that a picture of his dog be on display permanently in the gallery, which you can still see to this day.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a cool condition.
Yeah. I want my doggy up there.
I'm going to do that with Loretta and Irene.
Make a big donation to a gallery? So
make a big
have...
donation somewhere and be like, you this have is... to respect this photograph forever.
Make it the stupidest photograph of the two of them. Yeah. That you can
it's
find.
Not hard.
Somewhere there's a cat house that would love to have that on.
A cat house. Oh.
Go ahead, make that
Who
donation.
Who said that? I didn't say that.
Make that donation to a cat
You wear real pants and think you're all fancy now.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Did you know in 1904, a Wisconsin-based company advertised their new invention called the Bachelor's Undershirt? No need for a wife or a sister or a mother to mend this button-free shirt, as it was stretchy enough to simply pull over your head.
You guys.
That's the regular undershirt.
It's just the regular undershirt, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was called the Bachelor Undershirt.
The Bachelor's Undershirt. This was in 1904.
Wait, I thought what's the one they call? Oh, the wife.
The wife beater?
Oh, yeah.
Is that, that's the one without sleeves, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like the tank.
Yeah, take time.
The wife beater.
Well, that's true. It does have that nickname.
Yeah.
And I think that's because when you see mugshots of men that have been righteously busted for that, they all seem to be wearing one.
Uh-huh.
This will make you think about things next time you hold the magnifying glass over an ant or two.
Who does that?
I never did it over ants. I did it over leaves because ants wouldn't stay still. but leaves, it was like, look, it's making a fire.
There was this weird kid in first grade named Joey, and he would on dares during recess eat ants and leaves.
Oh, no. Is that a metaphor for you?
What?
Okay.
Joey, eat some ants.
No, it was, oh man, it was so weird. I remember going to recess and he would just be like, look out, and he ate a roly-poly.
I did when I was a kid. My parents told me I ate them when I was a kid.
Anyway. Oh,
that,
Lord.
That and dog food. If I was around, I'd eat it.
I got really mad at my mother one time. I must have been like, it's one of my earliest childhood memories, 4 or 5 years old, tops.
Wait for that BS.
I said, that's it. I'm going to go down. I'm going to go kill myself. So I went down to the front sidewalk and
tell the man.
No, I just took an ant and ate it and waited for death.
Waited for death.
It all started with me.
They said I would eat dirt. It was just ground this morning.
See, I don't remember, but they tell me
just
that.
Just ground this morning.
Oh, my God.
God.
It went over my head.
That was funny. But not mine.
Did you know ants are self-aware?
Yeah.
There was an experiment where researchers painted blue dots onto the ants' bodies. I don't know how they did this. Then they put a mirror in front of them. 23 out of 24 ants tried to scratch at the dot, indicating that they could see the dot on themselves in a mirror and be like, that's me.
Let me
get this dot off of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Who comes up with this?
I have no idea.
I'd love to know.
And the other ants think, oh, I'm not that big, am I?
Yeah, it's called the mirror. It's the MSR, the mirror self-recognition test, or simply the mirror test. Dolphins are able to pass this test as well. They can see a mirror and recognize that is me in this mirror. Yeah.
Now, dogs, I mean,
children up to 18 months old cannot pass this test.
No, Bailey certainly has no idea when I point a picture.
Irene can't pass it. She tries to beat herself up in the mirror every day.
But you've shown pictures of dogs that go up to mirrors.
Yeah, it's like funny.
Irene does that kitty
Frenchies
paw thing. Oh, yeah, where she's against the mirror, not understanding that it's herself.
I also have seen some hilarious videos of dogs leaping at television sets because there was a dog.
Another dog on the thing? Yeah.
Bailey doesn't notice TV. Huh. Some dogs do, some dogs don't.
Paint a blue dot on Bailey.
Then put a mirror.
Then put her in front of a mirror.
I wonder what she'd do with one of those laser lights things.
Oh,
probably like whatever.
But you have to make the laser.
Is it chicken?
You have to make the laser end on a treat, otherwise it's not good for the dogs or cats to not.
Because there's no reward.
There's no reward. They chase it and they can never catch it.
Oh.
Although Loretta does the put your hand. I got it, and then it's gone. No, oh, my paw.
Yeah, life can suck.
Your house must be a barrel of laughs.
We have a big time up in Millbrook.
Roz, put the house up for sale. We're going to Millbrook. I want to have fun, too.
Did you know that the NASA Vehicle Assembly Building, the interior volume is so vast.
How vast is it, Jay?
It has its own weather.
Yeah, this is true. It does have clouds.
Rain clouds will form below the ceiling on very humid days.
Yes, that's correct.
Inside this building.
That is correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you know in 1974, Johnny Carson told NBC that he wanted the network to stop airing reruns of The Tonight Show on the weekends, and he wanted it done by the following summer. So they had to come up with something else to do. At 11:30 on Saturday nights.
And they came up with SNL.
SNL was created.
How about that?
I never heard that part of the
That's
story before.
That's interesting.
There was a Carson connection.
Yeah, the Carson connection, yeah. Did you know in 1758, George Washington spent his entire campaign budget on 160 gallons of liquor?
Yeah.
And served it to 391 voters.
Got my vote.
I've heard that still happens at polling places.
Yeah.
And finally, did you know Olympus Mons on Mars, which is the solar system's largest volcano, it sits at about 16 miles high and is 374 miles wide. It is so heavy that it sits in a depression that is caused by the volcano's weight pressing down on the crust of the area.
Hmm.
This is the same mountain that once you get on top of it,
mm-hmm.
you can't see the way... You don't see the curvature of the planet or anything, but looking out, the skyline, or the what am I trying
the
to
horizon.
Say? The horizon.
The yeah.
horizon is still the mountain.
Oh, okay.
Your horizon is still the mountain. That's how big it is.
Wow. That's a large mountain.
Brain I know, I'm with you. That.
I'm trying to...
Because of how wide it is,
yeah.
the circumference of the mountain, how
that everything on the horizon is still the mountain.
Is still the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It is yes. not.
That sounds like a song by Orleans.
Oh, you're still the mountain?
Yeah, that one. All right, it's 7:32 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The Bus to Camp News and Views is more than halfway there already.
Oh, how exciting.
And the fun's just begun. You got another birthday gift coming tomorrow. I could kick, you know, I got really, last night.
Leave the whipped cream at home.
The biggest volcano on the planet. No, the whipped cream is here.
Oh. I got, thought that was some whipped
cream. I got three more cans at home. I'm married, you know.
What? Gotta keep it going.
What?
Keep it alive.
What? Check, please.
So.
But you got Crisco oil.
So.
Oh, I got a snort up.
We did it. We got her to snort.
When's the last time she snorted? On my birthday?
So.
Right, go ahead. I don't know where you're going.
I got
go
tickled.
Today was one of those days, and we all have those mornings. There was some assembly required. I had a lot to, you know, make sure it was in the car. And I have one thing beautifully wrapped.
What? Well, I got everything I need. What else?
It's beautifully wrapped, but I forgot to look in that refrigerator.
Oh, it's in a refrigerator.
So yeah, apparently it's got to stay cold.
So it'll be tomorrow. Will be part B of the Rich Thomas.
Oh man,
you'll get a kick.
Rich Thomas birthday part two, Electric Boogaloo.
7:33. All right, these guys are going to caucus on.
I have nothing for you, Jay.
That's okay.
Pop I said nothing. Quiz, which will be coming up. $10 food outlet gift certificate. In the meantime, rain, wind, these are things that can, well, they can do unfortunate things to your home, like leave you with a spot in the ceiling. And, of course, your first thought is, oh, no, I'm going to have to replace the roof. And that's a very expensive thing for any homeowner to do. But more often than not, it is just as your house settles, little cracks develop and in the mortar and between the shingles. And all it takes is a good wind to get some of that water inside and stain up the ceiling. Jones Brothers has treated this kind of condition for me three times. And what's really interesting is the stains are ugly. You know, it's like a rusty color thing, and most ceilings are white. They come in, they first trace the source so the leak does not happen a second time, and then they dispatch a painter. You don't have to have the whole ceiling painted. Most cases, you don't. We haven't. They just got a painter who's brilliant at coming up with the right colors so you never know what happened and you don't have to pay for the full expense of having a ceiling redone. Jones Brothers, 800-264-809, does do complete roof replacement and a whole variety of other services, including screened-in enclosures, replacement windows and doors. I just got my birthday present was a screen door.
Nice. From them,
and it's great, especially with the cooler weather now moving in. They can do a lot for your home, and by the way, their guarantee is rock solid. They offer some examples on their website, jbroof.com, of situations they've fixed to make sure they left behind a 100% satisfied customers. 7 decades of service to the River Region. Visit jbroof.com.
We should take this.
It's a first-time caller.
A first-time caller? Connie?
Nope.
Connie!
Happy birthday, Rich.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Connie. Thank you very much.
How are you doing? How does it feel to be 29?
Oh, my God. I wish.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't feel my age. Hopefully, I don't look my age, but...
No.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to ask your
age. I'm 86 today.
And doggy. Okay.
Tell me I don't look that way.
Don't look a day
you
over 85.
Look 86 at all.
No, I was born in 1955, so there you go.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call and say you have a birthday. And I hope you have a great day.
I'm just so taken by that. Thank you very much. And
I've still got to come by the studio and see you.
Come by anytime. You know you're welcome. Okay, Connie?
I sure will.
Thank you. And thanks for the happy birthday.
You're so welcome. Have a great day.
Yay, Connie.
Oh, yay, Connie.
Hey, Emily.
Please call. Hey. Connie so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
She's just the best.
It is time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz based on something Jay said in Random Facts. Here with your question is Quizmaster Jay.
Well, it's actually based on something Greg said in Random Facts.
Right?
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out Greg tried to kill himself as a kid by eating this.
Traumatic from the womb. Oh,
what no. was it?
Oh, no.
Greg tried to take his own life by eating this one thing.
Oh,
what was it?
Man.
If you would like to answer the worst pop quiz question in the history of Random Facts, call us at 272-9228, 272-9228. En español, it's a rico, tres, tres, cuatro, dos, siete, dos, nueve, dos, dos, ocho, 272-9228.
Look at that. Phone's already blowing up.
Yeah. I think he tried to croak this way.
Yay!
And while Jay is gathering excited listeners, let's see how the roads are going.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Our little slow section on 65 South has stretched all the way down to North Boulevard now from Highway 143 as the rush hour crowd comes in. That's about all we have as far as any kind of delay. Don't see anything on the rest of 65 or 85. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are running along all clear. Begin your real estate career with Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Classes begin January 7th, or you can start now and study online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
That's the happy sound we hear when we want to find ourselves a winner. Let's go to line one, and Grady, can you answer today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question?
Ant.
That is the winning answer. Yes, I tried to kill myself by eating one ant.
So dramatic.
What was it that you were upset with? What did they told you, your parents, what was the deal? Why were you doing that?
I can't remember what I, my
what
mother,
triggered that? Yeah.
My mother had punished me for something. And I was so furious. I walked out the kitchen door, down our driveway to the front sidewalk at 8159 Scottsdale Avenue in Chicago. I said, that's it. I'm done. I'm dying. I don't want to live anymore. So I picked one ant off the sidewalk and ate it and waited for death to come, and it never did.
You know.
You were five?
Maybe a little younger.
You know, if it was covered with chocolate, it might have been better. Huh? Right?
So dramatic.
They do that, don't they? Right?
Yeah, there was a whole. There was this episode of Saved by the Bell where Screech had the chocolate covered ants and chocolate covered grasshoppers and all that stuff.
You know, something else that's true is, in addition to learning that one ant is not going to kill you if you eat it.
Right.
My mother did not come running out the door after me.
Right.
Okay, go ahead. Have your aunt.
Did you say it was 8159 Scottsdale Avenue?
In Chicago, yes.
South side? Or South Scottsdale Avenue?
And yeah, South Scottsdale Avenue.
Yeah, I'm Chicago. Looking at it now.
Oh, my God. If you show me a picture of the house I grew up in, I'm going to cry.
Oh, wow.
Really? Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, really? That is it. I was like, let me put that in, see if that's still there.
That's it.
That is it. That is your house.
That's a great house. And let's say...
I mean, is that still... Like,
right
does this still look pretty much the same as it was? Or
where he ate the ant.
Yeah, they got a chark outline of my body on the driveway.
That's the ant.
Grady, hold on.
Yeah, I'm
There's
sorry,
one of those
Grady.
Little memorials.
Is that pretty much the same?
The addition was put on after a number of years after we moved. I mean, talking the house has been there like 60
the addition,
years.
That part, that second story part?
No, let me take a...
Now let me just take your laptop, Jay.
Now I want to put in 817 Irving Park, Sheffield Lake, Ohio.
Well, that's it, man.
I'm going to do that.
I haven't seen that house.
Google Maps?
Yeah.
I just typed it in Google, and it's like, oh, here it is. And then I clicked on the okay.
I last saw the house in person. It's been, I don't know, 30 years.
Let me see the house
years.
I grew up in.
Now, about
Yeah, well, that's a historical landmark in Ohio.
Hysterical?
Hysterical. Yeah,
hysterical landmark.
Probably hysterical.
Let's say good morning to Brenda.
Hey.
Hi, Brenda.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Thanks for calling me the human anteater.
Thank you.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you for waiting.
Yeah, thank you for waiting and calling. Appreciate
very
it.
Very sweet of you.
Yes. About 6 years ago, I looked at the house that I grew up in. I say grew up in. We lived there for 5 years. But the house that I remember the most from my childhood in Birmingham, and it was for sale, and I hated everything they had done to it.
That was a very emotional.
I know. You immediately got moved. I imagine it'll be the same.
Well, you would react the same if you went to the house where you almost died of ant overdose.
Right.
Somewhere in here, there's a parody, right?
Is that your house, Rich?
Yes, Strike Budo. He's an ant eater. Here's Hall & Oates, News Talk, 93.1 FM. It's 7:42 on Rich Thomas's birthday. I wish I could sing and record. I could make such a funny parody out of this just from that one.
Oh, you're an anteater, man.
Yeah.
You're an anteater.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
I just posted a radar update showing the scattered showers and storms already on the radar across central and south Alabama. We just had a nice shower crisscross the city of Montgomery during the last few minutes. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms to be around from time to time today, much like yesterday. With a high temperature today around 72, tonight's low 62. The showers will reach a peak this afternoon and this evening. Tomorrow, showers are likely out ahead of the first of two cold fronts. Temperatures will drop during the day tomorrow. We'll reach a peak around noon, maybe upper 60s, 59 by 5 o'clock, lower 40s by first thing on Sunday morning. And a breezy, cool weekend with a shot of cold air number one of two coming in. High temperatures only in the 50s on Saturday. And the wind will make it seem colder. And then down to about 39 on Sunday morning. I think I'm going to burn some firewood in the fireplace this weekend. And then on Veterans Day Sunday, high temperature around 61, partly sunny skies, maybe a late day shower. Scattered showers on Monday as a major frontal system moves its way. It's another cold front, another stage downward. Tuesday, the front moves through early, sharply colder, with temperatures falling during the day from the 50s to the 40s. Wednesday's high only in the 40s. And by the way, the Wednesday morning low down in the low 30s. One of the models takes us down to 30 on Wednesday morning. Wow. Right now this morning, we have showers in the area, a little bit of dense fog in spots, visibility down at the airport half a mile. Winds out of the northeast at 5. Temperature is 63 at 7:43.
Okay, today we... Did we do a Truth or Baloney yesterday, right, on elections?
We did.
Yeah, okay. It's Thursday. That means we should be doing a conundrum. And I see you guys kind of have a consensus there.
Yeah, I wasn't too good with those, but yeah.
I've got other sources. Let's talk to John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Greg. Happy birthday to Rich.
Thank you.
And I have a question for Greg.
Yes, sir.
Yes. What is that phrase from? You mentioned it ain't bitten.
That's when...
From Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind, when Scarlett tears out of the house and she doesn't have a shawl. She's going into the night air.
I know I have it in here somewhere. I can never find it when
show
I want it.
Show her bosom for 3 o'clock.
Right.
It ain't fitting.
My wife,
it just ain't fitting.
I just love that phrase, and I can't remember. Thank you so much.
All right.
Yep.
Our pleasure. Okay, what do we got coming up next here? We have Fox Business. Yesterday was amazing, wasn't it, following the election?
Right.
And it's a great thing about the country that the market saw stability and went up almost 600 points. It's almost regained all the losses from 2 weeks ago. And Brett McDonald will tell us more about it this afternoon at 5:10 during Happy Hour. Right now, here's today's Fox Business, followed by your local news.
Business Network. Walmart says it will start some online holiday deals earlier this year. Walmart.com Black Friday sales will start at 10 p.m. on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. In-store sales will begin at 6 p.m. local time on Thanksgiving Day. Walmart says it will color code toys, electronics, home, and apparel so you can easily find deals. Walmart is already offering some pre-holiday season sales on TVs, laptops, and other items. The Federal Reserve is wrapping up a two-day meeting today, but is not expected to raise interest rates. The Fed is expected to offer its most recent update on the economy. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 545 yesterday. The NASDAQ was up 194, and the S&P rose 58. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Crime Stoppers has identified the suspect in the robbery of the Regions Bank on Atlanta Highway Wednesday. Police are searching for Myron Ernst. He was last seen wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Tuskegee police say an anonymous tip identified 26-year-old Patrick Perry as the man who began shooting at a music venue in September. Right now, they are still trying to locate Perry. If you know where he is, make sure you call Tuskegee police. And Election Day finalized some big changes to the Montgomery County School Board. 4 out of 7 members are new to the MPS school board. Some parents are already being vocal about their expectations. The newly elected board won't be sworn in until December 4th and will officially meet for the first time later in the month. For Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is brought to you by Copenhagen-Dazs, the new ice cream flavored tobacco. Copenhagen-Dazs, now a new wintergreen marble fudge.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Bailey Brothers Music Company on East Jefferson Street for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Make sure your family is breathing the cleanest air possible with a new air cleaning system from Chad's AC Direct. Buy one today and receive 30% off, or combine with the purchase of a new unit and receive half off. Visit chadsacdirect.com for coupons and for more information on new heating and AC units. Call 264-6464. And remember, like the little girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
All November on The Big Bang Theory, big questions.
Will you marry me?
Big conflicts.
Why are you being such a jerk?
Because you hurt my feelings.
Big surprises.
I'm pregnant again.
What? And a big wedding dress.
Wow, you look like a pile of swans.
For the big event many people thought would never happen.
Are we talking about the wedding?
Yeah,
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely one of those people.
All new season 11 episodes of The Big Bang Theory, all November long.
The Big Bang Theory, today at 5 on Fox 20.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Morning, morning, morning. Morning, Jill. Morning, Jack. Can't complain, keep coming back. Morning, morning, morning. Morning, Jim. Morning, Fred. Work all day until you're dead. Money is the root of evil. Money is the fruit of sin. Money is the root of everything. Wear a suit, they'll let you in. Morning, morning, morning. What's the point and what's the use? Work and earn and reproduce. Boring, boring, boring. Work all day, earn your bread, till you finally drop down dead. Money is the root of evil. Money is the fruit of sin. Money, money, money can drive you mad.
End up in the loony bin.
Been there, done that. 7:51, 9 minutes before 8 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. 3 men and a lady, Greg Vidal, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
That's me.
Yes. I have no idea what we're doing next.
What? You're in charge of that.
I know.
Is it because you wore real pants? You used all the
Yeah, because I wore real pants, I expect somebody to do it for me.
Well.
I sort of feel like I'm in management now. I should be able to do this, you know, with assistance from somebody here. I think we should do the conundrum. Why not?
Did you What's like it? The conundrum?
All right. This is interesting. This is a social study conundrum.
Social study. Oh, gosh.
Are you ready?
No.
Well, we got to do it because we're at 7:52. We need to get it started at some point. Here it is. A study found that the more educated a woman are... Who wrote this?
What?
It says the more educated a woman are...
Women. It says women.
But it says A. There's no need for that article.
Oh, it does say A.
Thank you.
A major study found that the more educated a women are.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Lord almighty.
And they're professionals.
Just fix it.
All right, the more educated a woman is, mm-hmm. the more likely she is to have a problem with what? Now... Before we start taking calls, let's eliminate one thing.
Not that.
Okay. It's not that. Let's it's got nothing to do that. With that. The big T.
The big T.
You know, the whipped cream and the...
Oh, Lord.
All right, so what could this be? What is the education of a woman causing a problem with? 272-9228.
I got some jokes, but I don't want to confuse anybody on their answer, so I'm just going to stay quiet because that's what women are supposed to do, right?
Yeah, well put.
Right? Does something need to be baked? I can go down to the kitchen.
No,
I need to slip my shoes off.
It's baked. You could cut it if you would. And if you want, I'll let you put on the whipped cream.
Oh, my land.
So what is this issue that women have? The more educated she is, the more likely she is to have a problem with what? 272-9228. And then later, once we get this thing solved, I'll offer some personal insight.
Oh, okay.
But it is kind of a social study sort of question. 272-9228. And let's give a big warm welcome to Wolfgang. Oh, I cut him off.
Oh, you hit the wrong button.
Oh, Wolfgang, call back.
He's so sorry.
It's the pants. It's the real pants.
Yeah, they're strangling the flow of blood to my brain. And since he was first, I got to give him first crack to answer.
I know. It's only fit.
Is that with him?
Meanwhile, while we wait for Wolfgang to call back, can I just say, Peppy at David's Bridal, you're my girl. She saved my life last night.
And what happened?
Well, I had a binocular
wedding dress trauma?
Yeah. I had an emotional breakdown over the last couple of days. I kept it hidden.
What is it? I mean, my daughter, same thing with wedding dresses.
Alterations on the dress that...
Wolfgang has made it back.
Oh, yeah.
And I humbly apologize, man.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Hey.
So what is it that educated women have an issue with?
Finding a mate or romance.
They are challenged when it comes to the romance department. Is that true?
Yes.
But it's not the winning answer.
Oh. I love the way she says yes. Yes.
But thanks,
okay, guys.
Thanks for the extra, everybody. We appreciate it. 272-9228 J.
They have a problem being hypnotized.
Educated women cannot be hypnotized. Interesting guess. Not the winning answer.
Been trying?
I didn't
know. Y'all
know
that Fleetwood Mac song, right? Hypnotize.
I've heard it.
I think so.
I think it was like their one mild hit before Stevie and Lindsay joined.
Jeff. Yes.
Is it the feminism Me Too movement?
Nope. But thanks for trying. Very topical. Teresa.
Drinking.
She says educated women get into trouble with booze. That is the winning answer.
Whoa. Yay. Interesting.
Yeah. And of course, the question is, if a woman is educated,
why?
Does she have a problem with alcohol?
If we could go one day.
One day without that?
One day without you making fun of me.
Maybe your birthday.
Again.
Maybe.
I think you play it more on my birthday.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Honestly. I think my birthday's on the weekend next year. Anywho.
Oh, well, let's come in that day anyway. You have won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Had to think for
awesome.
Yeah, so you hang on.
Ooh, my birthday's on a Friday.
3 minutes
year.
Before the top of the hour. If you would like to see without glasses or contact lenses, see if you long for the days when you could open your eyes and read a book without in any kind of light, read the newspaper, whatever. You can have that experience back thanks to LASIK and Montgomery Eye Physicians. And Montgomery Eye LASIK is the choice in Montgomery to perform that procedure for you. Why? Because you have Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin and their unbelievable level of experience. Sure. Nobody has more. Thing though, before you can find out, I would have had LASIK done, but you got to go through a process first. And it doesn't take long. You can do it on a lunch break. You have to see the refractive surgery counselor. They use a sophisticated piece of technology and tells them whether or not a LASIK procedure will restore your vision to 20/20. And I went, and unfortunately it won't work for me. But if it could, I would have had it done within a week because I would love that. Tired of cleaning glasses, looking for glasses, breaking glasses, replacing readers. It stinks. I don't like it. So maybe, though, it'll work for you. Find out. Call 272-2020. Make an appointment. Like I said, you could do it on a lunch break. Easy. If you want to learn more in advance of your visit, go to this web address, onlinemep.com. Onlinemep.com. Montgomery Eye, right across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still experiencing some heavy traffic volume from Cobbs Ford Road down to Highway 143. Highway 143 itself going back toward Millbrook, starting to back up as well. There's some very heavy traffic up around Cobbs Ford Road, but we're having some camera difficulties this morning. Makes it hard to pinpoint exactly what's happening, but there is very heavy traffic from Cobbs Ford Road all the way down to Highway 143. When you get on down 65 southbound and you go past North Boulevard, start across the River Bridge, things are backed up there a little bit as well. Also seeing some backups on the Eastern Boulevard up around Lagoon Park and down around I-85. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started arriving, and you can shop from home.